let me get this right. You just told me 5 seconds ago, Peter Rainford.
Peter Rainford.
And just tell me, Peter, who are you representing today?
I'm here. I'm a placemaking creative producer for the charity Arts Work, and we work with children and young people to sort of basically empower them to make a difference through creativity.
How fantastic.
Yeah.
That must be very rewarding.
It is. It's a lovely job.
You have been in before.
I have,
and
yes.
You've met some of our young people.
I have, yes.
Which was quite some time ago.
Yeah, about 4 years, I think, and so, they were absolutely lovely.
So what kept you? Why haven't you been back?
I haven't been invited. I've been waiting for the invite.
You can come back any time.
Thank you. Thank you.
So go into a little bit more detail about what you do, because it's broad, isn't it?
It is. So Arts Work Works is actually a regional charity, so we work across the South. A lot of our funding comes from the Arts Council, so we work in Arts Council priority places. So those are places that are deemed to be areas of deprivation, particularly in terms of cultural opportunities. The Isle of Wight is one of those. So I'm based on the Isle of Wight, and I work with different groups of young people. I'm particularly keen to work with children and young people who don't get creative opportunities through school or through their own sort of private means. And then we work with these groups. They might be in school, they might be outside of school, to enable them to try and make a difference to an aspect of the Isle of Wight, to make it a better place for children and young people to be. So do you want me to tell you a bit about some of the projects that we've done?
I've got a question first. You kind of squirmed a bit when you mentioned that the Isle of Wight is one of those places that needs more assistance and so on. Does it hurt to say it? Because it hurts me to say it.
Obviously it's very sad that that's the case. I wouldn't want to be one of those people, though, that just throw my hands up in despair. I think, there are things that we can do. We're geographically disadvantaged because we've got a piece of water to cross to get to a lot of the opportunities that other people might access more readily. I think we can do stuff here. So, I like to take a positive view.
Yeah, definitely. You've got to. And what is lovely is there is so many organisations now that are, the young people can go and join, come and be a part of and so on. Whereas you probably go back 10, 15 years, it wasn't quite like that. So although there's a negative side, there's a whole load of positivity because a lot of people have come together and putting things on. And I totally get that, when you are at school, there are certain things that it might not interest you. And I don't know, for some reason, young people, they need to have something to focus on. And if school isn't their thing, what is? And that's where you come in, and organisations like yours. Please tell us about tell us a little bit more about what you do.
As I say, we work particularly with children and young people who might not have always had the advantages of getting involved in different things. So we work with a lot of we do a lot of work with Youth Justice Service, so children who've come into contact with the police for whatever reason. We've done various things with them. We've done murals. We did a project recently with them where they designed murals to go on the cell walls at Newport Police Station, in the cell where children and young people are held, because it's obviously a very scary, alienating space. And
I know, I've been in there aged 15,
really?
Many years ago.
Really?
Yes.
So we had some children design calming murals, distracting murals, and then we had an opportunity over one weekend to go and put these, they're called Windows to Wellbeing, so they're sort of hopefully improving the situation of people held in that cell. But there's lots of other things. We work a lot with children who may be struggling with mental health. So we work with young people from Isle of Wight College, and we did a mural outside of CAMHS, Children and Adolescent Mental Health Service. It starts on the outside of the building and goes into the reception. Again, makes that a much less alienating space. And we did something very similar with the children, young people at the Youth Trust, and improve their reception area as well.
Fantastic. So how many young people are involved with the organisation?
Well, it varies. Different project. It's project based. So sometimes these projects are quite small, particularly if you're working with challenged young people. Yeah. So there might only be four children and young people on a project. Other times we're working with schools. We're doing a project with the Bay Secondary School at the moment, and we hope to engage most of the students at that school at some point during the project. So, it varies quite a lot.
So if there's parents, young people thinking, right, I want to know more about that, how do I find out? Is there a website that we can look at?
There is, yes. I'm going to have to make sure I get this right. It is just artswork.org.uk, I think.
Artswork. Say that again.
Artswork. So it's ARTS work.
Right.
.org.uk.
Okay, fantastic. Now, one of the main reasons why you're in is because it's one of the best kept secrets, although, you know, word is getting out there that there is this magnificent project that is going to encompass so many organisations and put the Isle of Wight on the map. And it's the Can You Hear Us project, which has already sort of started late last year, but there's things happening now and it's going to go on for the rest of the year. There's lots of things going on. So what are you doing under the hat of Can You Hear Us?
Yeah, right. So the overall project is called Can You Hear Us, and we're doing a strand called Listen Up. All our projects, the ones I was mentioning before, they're all youth led. So we give children the opportunity to often decide what project they're going to do, what creative practitioner they're going to work with, what medium they're going to use. This is for Listen Up, we're doing a filmmaking project, and we're working with different groups of young people, and we're saying to them, basically the question we're asking is, what would you say to adults about life on the Isle of Wight, growing up on the Isle of Wight, if adults were listening? We've got two films currently beginning to be planned with two groups. One is with care experienced children, and they're looking at making a film about fostering. I mean, it's not Isle of Wight specific, but their experience is obviously based on the Isle of Wight. And we're working with Medina College, and the students there are looking at and really asking adults to listen to their point of view about how schools are run and how maybe they don't serve particularly children with neurodiversity or children who are struggling to attend school for whatever reason.
Well, that's going to be an uncomfortable watch for some people, but a good watch, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, we're hoping that these will be positive. I mean, the children have got some really, really interesting things to say. But, you know, I'm hoping that people will be listening with open ears and open heart.
Yeah,
And taking it and learning from them. Because, I mean, I've been listening to them we've been doing this for, I don't know, a couple of months now. And I mean, I've learned so much. And, you know, I think I listen, it's my job to listen to children and young people. But I've been surprised and impressed by what I've been hearing, and hopefully we'll have those two films, but we will be making more films after April as well with other groups of children.
Okay, so the young people involved, what sort of age group are they?
The care experienced children are probably from about age 9 or 10 up to about 15, and the Medina College children are really across the school.
So the lovely thing is that they're at their age. If there was someone listening and they could make some changes, they're still going to benefit from those changes.
Hopefully, yeah.
So it could have a really positive effect.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think when we've worked with children, we work with them around advocacy and making change, and they do often want it for themselves, but they're often very philanthropic and open-hearted, and they want it for other children as well. So, yeah, but it would, the idea is that these children will benefit in some way, not just because people hear what they're saying and act on it, and we hope they do. We'll be having a premiere, hopefully, with a for some very important people coming along who hopefully will listen. But I think the children get an awful lot out of it in terms of confidence and self-esteem, just to know that they are making something significant. They're working with professional filmmakers, so we're going to produce quality films that will be seen.
Fantastic.
Far and wide, hopefully.
What an opportunity for those youngsters. I mean, you know, for a couple of reasons. What's the sort of the most common thing that young people will say? Right, we need this, and you're not doing this right either.
Are you talking generally or within the context?
What's the most common?
There are various themes. On the island, we get a lot of young people saying that there aren't safe spaces for young people. There's nothing for them to do, nowhere for them to go, certainly nowhere affordable, and particularly in the afternoons and evenings. I know there are things going on at the moment that kind of addressing that to some extent, but the perception is, and there's quite a lot of fear around personal safety. So I think we get that a lot. You know, they'd like change to make lighting better in the streets at night and things like that. But that's one. But there's also a lot of interest around the concern around littering, and there's environmental concerns. Dog poo comes up very, very regularly when we're asking, what would you like to change? Dog poo on the pavements is a big ask.
Yeah, it's one of the. I mean, everyone is annoyed about that. You know, I don't want to go into great detail, but I think we all know where we're coming from here. But I'm surprised that young people are moaning about it unhappy.
They care about it.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that's fantastic. I really do. I love listening to young people and seeing and telling us off, really, for hey, look, you've got this wrong. I mean, when I was a young person, and I'm pretty sure it was probably the same for you, we had youth clubs and we had things like that, and there was that million-dollar question of what do you do when you're between like the ages of 14, 15, 16 and 17, where you think that you should be able to go down the pub and be a grown-up, but you can't. I mean, these days, it's changed so dramatically that not many young people actually go to the pub, purely and simply because we can't afford it. Or it's a case of there's tougher sanctions in place now. You've got to have cards that say that you are of a certain age. So surely that should make things a little bit easier for understanding young people and giving them something that they want and need.
I mean, previously we've done that work, and you know, the lack of youth provision in the evenings, the lack of youth clubs, they all closed, didn't they, has been a real recurring theme. But, you know, great that the Bay Youth Service through Community Action Isle of Wight is just opening up their fantastic new facility in Sandown, so it's good to see. And that was there was a youth-led film involved in that bid, so that was Youth Voice was part of getting that in place.
I think if you've got professional people that are making a film and you're hearing young people speak from the heart about what's wrong and what is good and what is positive and what is needed, I think people will sit up and take notice. I really do. I don't think there'll be a more powerful film made this year. I'd be very surprised. I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, so we'll invite you.
Thank you. How can we see it?
Well, there's going to be several opportunities. The program. So most of you mentioned the overarching program, the Can You Hear Us program. Most of that is taking place in the autumn of this year, so September, October time. So we will be. I've mentioned two films. There will be at least four films as part of our Listen Up program, and we will be doing a touring film festival with them, taking them into different venues, hopefully across the island. Those venues have yet to be booked or confirmed, so I can't tell you dates or times or anything. But we also hope to premiere it in the new Big Top that Ventnor Exchange it has now got, and hopefully have an invited audience as well as the public come along to that with some very important people who might be decision makers about some of these things that the children are talking about.
All right, you've got to be careful where you sit there and who they sit next to as well. So that sounds great, and it sounds like it's going to have some kind of positive effect on that. But what about the young people? Have you got the young people already earmarked, or are you looking for young people now? Do they have to reach out?
There isn't really an opportunity for young people to approach directly to Artswork. But we are going to be working with Creative Ireland and the Cultural Education Partnership as the second part of this programme. So schools will have an opportunity to put together a group of young cultural change makers within the school who want to make a difference. And we're going to invite them to put a proposal for a film that they would like to make, advocating for some kind of change. That might be a change within the school, it might be a change very specific to the Isle of Wight or their community, or it could be a more general change. And then that's going to be opened up, and we will select the best one of those to work with a professional filmmaker and make a film. So there will be, do keep an eye out within your schools. There will be an opportunity okay. coming out in the next few weeks.
So we mentioned that the Can You Hear Us project is going on from now until the end of the year, we reckon, towards the end of the year. There's a lot going on. So have you got a time frame for what you're doing?
Yeah, well, we're making the film. We're making two of the films now. We'll have our films made by the end of July, and then we will be showcasing them in September and October. As I say, dates to be confirmed.
All right.
Hopefully, fairly soon.
Watch this space. What space should we watch out for?
Keep an eye open on the Creative Ireland website and social media and Artswork social media. We have our Artswork general pages on social media, but we also have Isle of Wight Artswork, so keep an eye out on that.
And also you can keep an ear on Vectis Radio
and
as well.
Vectis Radio, why didn't I say that first?
We'll be promoting it as well. It's a privilege to be a part of it. It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful thing. It's going to be we're told it's a one-off, but it will put us under the spotlight.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing these films, I really am. I love hearing what young people, and I would say, I think we should all accept that we're not perfect and we haven't got things in place that are perfect. And who are the experts when it comes down to what young people want? The young people.
Absolutely.
It's not a rocket science, is it? Hey, it's a pleasure to spend some time with you this lunchtime.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good luck. Come back. Don't leave us alone next time.
I won't.
All right. Thank you.